Hour number two underway of the Midnight Rider here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. My name is Mike Chambers. Welcome aboard. My website is MidnightRiderShow.com. That's MidnightRiderShow.com. There's an email link there if you want to drop me a note and say hi or got feedback about the show or show ideas for that matter. And then also a link to the chat room that's open right now where you can hop in and join the conversation there. And a lot of people are showing some interest in this micro-broadcast that we've been talking about. Kind of an impromptu conversation, and these make for the best shows, folks, where just the subject comes up and away we go. We're talking with Mike Jones of Texas Resistance Radio, and also we've got Jim in North Carolina on the phone. And Mike, go ahead and pick it up with what you were saying as we were heading to the break.
Well, if you go to Progressive Concepts website, which I believe is progressive-concepts.com, they have a whole slew of FM equipment. They've got a real simple 1-watt transmitter called a PLL Plus, which is about $200, and that's probably one of the cleanest transmitters there is. It has only one channel out, I should say one channel in, unlike the Ramseys that we use. But it is a really good unit, and I would probably recommend anybody thinking about this, consider new equipment, because, you know, when you're getting stuff, you don't always know what you're getting, and you've got to have that ability. Let's say you buy something on eBay, you know, you need to have somebody there that can hook it up pretty quick, because most of my experience with eBay has been, you know, you've got 5 days to check it out and get it back to them.
Right.
You won't have that problem with Progressive Concepts. But through those folks, you can get a PLL 1-watt transmitter for $200, and then you can also, through them, you can get the Comet antenna, which is $125. Then you just have to decide what kind of an amplifier that you want to run between your transmitter and your antenna, depending on the size of your community. And one thing I would probably say that hasn't been mentioned yet, it's very critical that when you do your frequency selection that you're meticulous about making sure that you're not close to any commercial stations, because that's what will get you in trouble, you know, quicker than anything with the FCC.
Okay. What's the rule on that, Mike, now? Is it 4 megahertz or two channels, or is it three still? What's the rule on it right now?
Well, Mike, to tell you the truth, I don't know the rules on it.
Okay.
You know,
last night, one day I heard it was two, and then I heard it was three. We're like, if you got a station like at 100.1, the closest you could be to it would be 100.5.
I really don't know. I just know things change all the time.
Right.
You know, we've had a commercial station go up pretty close to Austin that's 100.1, and that's why we're going to have to change it to 96.3. I wasn't even aware of that until there was a complaint generated.
Right.
You know, so these things happen, and, you know, fortunately, unfortunately, with the way things have been the last 7 months, we haven't been able to monitor the FCC's website and see who has filed for, you know, a frequency license on the different frequencies.
One caveat I will give to people, though: do not buy anything that says made in China. You're going to get junk.
You have to, you know, beat me up to get me not to do that, ha-ha.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of these little Chinese transmitters that are out on the market, and they're cheap. But I mean, they make more noise than you can shake a stick at, and that's the last thing that you're going to want. You know, if you do this on your own, you're going to want a good low pass filter if the transmitter doesn't come with it, and those type of things. And one thing that I would recommend, and I think Mike, you'd probably concur with me, is as we head to this break here, is that people get on the net and do their research and get as much information and know about as much as, you know, as much as possible when they give you a call. Back in just a second, we'll continue this conversation. Gentlemen, stay there. This is the Midnight Rider here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by Live Essence Infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
To get into this conversation tonight on the Midnight Rider, we were talking with Mike Jones of Texas Resistance Radio and Jim in North Carolina. Yeah, Mike, I think the research thing, you know, if you get as much information about this as you possibly can, it sure helps make your decision as you're going about things.
Well, it's good to have somebody to talk to you know,
right, yeah,
for whatever questions you've got. And I did, during the break, get on the computer and did pull up Progressive Concepts website, and that is the right one. It's www.progressive-concepts.com. That is a wonderful place to get very high-quality equipment. Eric over there, I've been buying stuff for him for years. And he knows a lot about it. He's a great guy to deal with. Another thought I had during the break for people that want information about putting up micros, Joe McNeil has got a great website, and that's www.themicroeffect.com.
That is an excellent site.
Yeah, he's working on building his network. He's been working on it. I talk to him every now and then. He's trying to do the same thing that I'm doing.
Right.
And he's trying to build something that's running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Yeah. Jim, any other questions for Mike?
I heard you mentioning repeaters. And then your high-speed connection. What you're talking about is just a high-speed internet connection so I could link to other people?
Well, what we have been doing here in Central Texas is when somebody decides they want a low power FM, We have a website, and we set up the equipment at, let's just say, your house or whoever's house in Round Rock or Bastrop. And then with a high-speed connection, then we just log in to the Texas Resistance address and basically broadcast right off of the Internet. That way you don't have to mess with a satellite dish. The benefit of going with a micro network like what we're trying to do and what is really critical with what we're doing is the community service announcements. It's the action alerts. It's letting people know that Ron Paul is going to be in Fort Worth this Friday evening. It's putting like-minded people together, and that to me is critical in these micros.
Right.
It's putting people together, which is what we need to be doing.
Exactly.
And if you go out on your own, you won't be able to put those brakes on. I mean, you can if you spend more money and buy the equipment, but if you tie into another, and let's just say Texas Resistance Radio, and let's just say, you know, somebody in Dallas has got one going and say, hey, we've got a Ron Paul meetup coming up this Friday. Well, I can get on the software and probably within 30 minutes generate a break that will be heard throughout the Texas Resistance Radio Network area in Austin and any place else we're broadcasting up there in Dallas, and it puts the people in Dallas will hear that, and it'll put them all together. And like I said, that's critical here out here in the Hill Country, where we've got, you know, 7,000 people in Fredericksburg and I think 20,000 people in the community. I've seen the number of people grow at the Ron Paul meetup group here from 10 up to 45, up to 65.
Wow.
So there's the power of the brakes right there. People are hearing it. They're like, oh, okay, it's this time, this date. And so that's something critical to keep in mind if you're thinking about a micro. It's important to get the information out, but it's really important to pick up where a lot of the talk shows fall short, and that's put like-minded people together where they can come up with solutions.
Right, exactly. The and another question maybe, I'm saying, okay, you're saying 100 watts. Now, how far am I going to be able to range with this 100 watts? How far out am I going to get with that?
Well, as you've probably heard a lot of people say, FM is line of sight, and
mm-hmm.
out here where I'm at in Hill Country, I'm on the side of a hill, kind of up high.
Right.
So going to the west of me, I probably reach 25 to 30 miles.
Okay.
And going to the east of me, I probably go 10.
Okay.
So it really depends on where you're at. If you're kind of low down in a valley, you're probably going to cover the valley.
Right, okay.
And, you know, I'm basically about... I'm very close to Leukenbach, Texas, but there's a hill between myself and Leukenbach, so, you know, and Leukenbach's about 2 miles from me. My signal washes out just a little bit right around Leukenbach, so that'll tell you what kind of a muffling effect, you know, hills and mountains will have to your radio station.
Right, so a lot of it would be dependent on the tower that I'd put up, too.
Right.
If I'd put up a tower and how high I would go.
Well, it's a lot of it, it's the higher the tower, the further you're going to go out, the more watts you put out, the deeper your penetration. You know, out here in the Hill Country, Fredericksburg is a German community. We've got a lot of houses that are built with very thick stone.
Right.
And so for these people in these houses, in order to pick up the station, they've got to run, you know, antennas outside because it's very hard to penetrate these stone houses.
Right, okay.
So you have to remember, you know, up high gives you the distance, and then watts gives you the penetration.
Right, okay.
Yeah, you want a good high-gain antenna. You know, you don't want a, you know, a little quarter wave or something. You can get something like a Comet that Mike was referring to.
Comet's a good start because it's got a doubling effect. If you're running a Comet and you're putting 100 watts out, you're going to double it to 200, and then the three-quarter wave antennas that we use in Austin supposedly have a 7 dB gain. So that's quite a magnifying effect when you put out 100, 150 watts through one of those.
Right. Now, are you using vertical type antennas?
Yes, sir.
Okay, that's what I was wondering. That way you get in a circle.
And if you go to Progressive Concepts website, you'll see quite a few antennas on there. They've got the Comet for $125, and then they've got the three-quarter wave antenna, which is, I believe, about $350. It's a little harder to tune, and you need a specific piece of equipment to tune it exactly right. But, boy, when it's tuned in, it really goes.
I can tune it right on to the numbers.
I'll bet you can.
That I can do.
Well, we may have to send our antennas up and let you tune them then.
Well,
I don't have a lot of patience for that.
That all varies according to your location. Even
right.
I mean, if there's stuff up next to you, trees, bushes, shrubs, metal buildings, blah, blah, blah.
Well, we used to broadcast in Houston, and one of the problems we had down there is we couldn't get over those pine trees, and they had a serious muffling effect on our signal.
Right.
And 150-watt station down there was only going out 5 miles because of all the pine trees.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Now, is there a limit on how much power I can have and still not get burned, let's say?
Well, that's probably something you need to call me on off air. As long as you're,
as long as you're
not right next to our FCC office, you're all right.
Okay. As long as I'm not
walking. Hi, guys, we're here.
That was the problem we had in Dallas. Dallas was the downfall of radio for Austin because the station in Dallas, when it was put up, was a mile and a half, 2 miles from the Dallas FCC office.
Right.
And, you know, when you do that, you're basically flipping them to bird.
Right, okay.
Went hard for the guys in the white van to find that.
That's right.
Right, okay. Right, so they will be looking.
Yeah, well...
Well, you know, generally from what I've seen and heard, and Mike can agree with us or disagree, that basically as long as you're clean and you don't have people complaining about you, you're going to be in pretty good shape. They're going to leave you alone from what I've seen.
Right,
yeah.
So long as you're not stepping on a bunch of other people's toes.
Yeah, exactly.
And I understand that. Some of these people get out there and get splattering all over.
Well, and when the problem you have is when you're in the big cities because the radio dial is so crowded, it's just really hard. But, you know, and I'm talking about Austin, San Antonio, Dallas, you know, this is tough. But when you're living in these smaller towns, you know, it's not such a problem.
Right. I live in a small community, and like I say, I'm fairly close to Charlotte, but, you know, when you're saying I'd have this maybe 20-mile range, 15, 20-mile range, I wouldn't be hitting Charlotte.
Right.
From where I'm at, I'd be covering the community here.
Well, and that's what you want to do.
Yeah, that sounds good. And
all right, Jim,
I would give
you got Mike's number, right?
Yes, sir, I sure do.
I would certainly be giving him a call.
Yeah, I will. And,
all right.
I'll be checking around on some of this stuff. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. John in New York? You're on the Midnight Rider with Mike Chambers and Mike Jones. Go ahead.
Yes, I got some information about micros.
Yeah.
Since I am one. This is some of the things I've found out. It's location, and height. You know, it's
mm-hmm.
the main thing. The also, if anybody has a web, can get on the Internet, you can look up how to make a cheap antenna mast by using irrigation pipes. If you have farmers near you that have broken irrigation pipes, this gentleman has free plans on the web, and he shows how to make a 55-foot antenna mast that he uses irrigation pipe with, and it's, what do you call it? He uses a pulley system so you can pull it, put it up and put it down. He has
right.
it on a mobile rig, so it's pretty neat that way. That's been my biggest problem is getting up high enough above the tree line and stuff like that. The other thing is, I think if you have the money to spend, buy the biggest cable, center conductor cable you can get, as long as you know how to solder it. That's the other problem. Sometimes it's soldering those connectors.
The coax is critical.
Face.
That's a very good point. That's very critical.
Yeah. So, you know, because the bigger the wire, the more wattage you're going to have to the antenna. And
the less RF you're losing.
Right. And
gentlemen, stay right there. We're going to grab a break here. And come back, we'll talk more about this. This has actually turned out to be a great program. Back in a minute, if you want to join the conversation, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. This is the Midnight Rider right here on RBN.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
We're talking tonight about micro FM broadcasting. It's low power radio that delivers the truth to people in your community. It's a way you can have a huge impact. I mean, this is huge. We're talking with Mike Jones of Texas Resistance Radio and with John in New York. Gary in Tennessee is on hold, so we'll get to you in just a second. So, John, how long have you been at this?
Probably about 2 years.
Oh, cool.
So, I got a couple quick things, and I'll let you get to the next guy, so I'll just rattle these off. Be very, very careful. Never work on the thing when the FM micro when it's on, even when you think it's safe.
Right.
I was touching the fins for the cooling fins, like aluminum fins, to cool the transmitter, and I was just testing to see if it was a new unit. I wanted to see how hot it was getting, if I needed to put a fan on it or anything like that, and it felt quite hot to me. And I came back a couple times and just touched it several times. It felt quite hot. But as soon as I turned it off, I felt that it didn't, when I turned off the machine, it wasn't hot at all. And I found out I was getting an RF burn in my hand.
Yeah.
And that's not an easy thing to cure because it feels like it's inside your hand and just takes a long time to get over that. So be very careful with that. Test your antenna when it's on the ground, not when it's way up in the air. Because if you spent money on a crane or anything else to get it up there, you just want to think smart, work ahead. And the last thing is if you do a Google search on irrigation pipes and mask, antenna mask, this gentleman says he, with his extra little odds and ends, he's able to get up 70 feet with this small, portable, lightweight thing that weighs something like 35 pounds. Of course, it has to be guide off when it's something this tall. But it's a do-it-yourselfer kind of thing. And the height in the antenna is one of the main things, and also your connectivity connectors on your wires.
Right.
And that's about it.
Yeah, you spend the money and take the time, and you get good work out of it and get a good signal.
Yep, and you can get into it easily under $200 if you're a do-it-yourselfer. You scrounge around.
Yeah. I mean, there's like I was saying earlier, there's so many different ways to do it. And I got to tell you, when I was looking at doing this mic and John, the antenna that I just really tripped my trigger. I had planned on building a 3/4 wave J pole, and it lit me on fire because I wanted to tame that baby, and bring it. And I mean, you know, $15 worth of material, and a torch, and you know, and some solder, and you're done. But there's just so many different ways to do it, and. And like Mike said, you know, if you're not, you know, this, you know, well inclined to, you know, to work on electronics and that type of thing, buying the stuff off the shelf is the best way to go.
This is one last thing. This might sound crazy, but my neighbor came over once and asked me, why is my 40-foot ladder standing straight up in the air, had it all guide off? I said, well, it was cheaper than any other tower I could find at the time.
John, thanks for the call. I appreciate it.
Thanks.
The other thing too that you know, if Mike and I, is if you're up really high, you know, you could actually go to like Lowe's or Home Depot, except now they're partially owned by the Carlisle Group, so I wouldn't go in there. But even these big telescoping poles that painters use that extend up to about 35 feet, you could even use one of those if you've got a way to mount it in, say, like, you know, cement, and then guy it off if somebody's out there and they're doing it themselves and they're handy. I mean, shoot. You know, like I was saying, there are just so many different ways to do this, but you've come up pretty much with a system where just the average person can get this thing up and running pretty quick.
Yeah, and they have telescoping masts that extend 35 feet. They've got one that goes 50 feet, and they've got one that goes 70 feet. I think the biggest one I've ever hoisted up is a 50-footer. And when you do that, you definitely need a couple guys to hold on to the guy wires if there's any kind of breeze out, because that wind starts blowing that antenna around, and it's quite a challenge. You can't do it by yourself.
Yeah, my first radio job, my boss was always trying to get me to climb a 200-foot AM antenna, and it was self-supporting, and there was no way I was going up that bad boy.
When we were running at a different location in Austin, 100.1, out on the top of a hill when it was really going out, it had an 80-foot tower. And when I got to the, I think about 25-foot mark, that was as high as I could go. So I'm petrified of height.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Going up's one thing. For me, it's coming down. Once you're up there, it's like, oh, gosh, I am up here. And he convinced a girl that worked at the radio station to do it. To go up and change a light bulb, but there was no way I was climbing up the thing. Not me.
That's a long way.
Gary in Tennessee, welcome to the program.
Today.
Hello, how are you?
I was got a part of a phone number. Last part of it's 9970339, but I didn't get the first three digits.
Shoot the number again there.
830.
Oh, okay. I was only 7 off. I was 837.
Well, and if you, my number is at Republic Broadcasting Network. So if you happen to forget it, just call him and say, hey, you know, give me that number of that micro broadcaster, Mike Jones, and they'll give it to you.
Yeah, I want to doubly emphasize your experience with RF burn. I got up to Alaska after the hurricane. It blew the commercial AM station tower.
Yeah, hold on just a second here. Gary, we got to break here real quick. Back in just a second. This is the Republic Broadcasting Network. The name of the program is The Midnight Rider.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Take it all lying down. Cause once I get started, I go to town. Cause I'm not like everybody else. I'm not like everybody else. I'm not like everybody else. I'm not like everybody else.
Back here on the Midnight Rider, final half hour of the program here. For tonight's program, the 29th of, we're now to the 29th of August. It was the 28th of August, 2007. And we're talking with Mike Jones of Texas Resistance Radio. We're talking about micro FM, low power broadcasting. Basically, anybody can get into. And joining us on the phone is Gary in Tennessee. And we're talking about, he's mentioned the fact about if you're working with this stuff, you need to be extremely careful because of RF burn. If you're, it's essentially, you know, FM, transmission equipment is like a microwave without the case on. I mean, for lack of a better term. Would you agree, Gary?
Well, what happened was that dipole was resonating with the ground wire on a power pole.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a 3/4-inch through bolt through a 1-foot diameter power pole. And that resonance was being picked up by the guy wire.
Right.
And it set the pole on fire because of the through bolt, and one of the linemen was getting ready to grab that guy wire barehanded, I told him, I said, you better put a set of heavy-duty gloves on before you touch that, or I said, you're going to get one hell of a surprise.
Yeah.
So it's nothing to fool around with. You need to know what you want to do, but I'm a ex-ham operator. I had a first-class radio telephone license with radar endorsement, and I've got a degree in electrical engineering. And one of the craziest things I did was run 2,000-watt Henry 2K Lanier off of my ham radio out of the trunk of my car through a whip antenna, if you can believe that one.
Wow.
Anyhow, I'd like to volunteer my services to help anybody in West Tennessee set up any micro FM they want to.
Well, that'd be a heck of a deal. What I would advise, Gary, since we're kind of using Mike as a conduit, is get with him tomorrow and give him your number.
Yeah, I'll do that.
And that way, you know, you've got somebody out there. And that's one of the things, too, Mike, is, you know, is getting a network of people set up around the country where if somebody contacts you and they want to put up a
modern coax connectors and not melting the inside of them.
Exactly. Gary, I appreciate your call. Yeah, give Mike a call tomorrow. I think that would be...
I would, and maybe I can help somebody out.
Exactly. I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Yeah, I mean, I think that would be a great thing, if you know, Mike, if you had a contact list of people all over the country and somebody wants to put...
We actually started on that last year, trying to get crews in different sections of the country to go out and put these up. And then there were some problems with the radio station, with Radio Free Austin, and other problems popped up, and everybody kind of went fleeing for the woods except for me and one or two other guys. So we're still going at it, and we still have... I've probably got a list of close to 40, 50 people that want micros up that have been patiently holding while we've tried to rebuild this thing.
Right.
And hopefully we'll be getting to them here in the next 3 or 4 weeks.
One person who was kind of a prolific micro broadcaster, and somebody called and asked if I'd ask you this question. What are your thoughts about Rick Strawcutter? I know he was really prolific early on with micros and got into a lot of trouble.
I was really surprised. Rick had a great thing going up there in Michigan, and I'm surprised he didn't have enough vision. With all he had, the police listening, the fire department, the attorneys, the judges, I'm surprised that he didn't find one of his many, many, many listeners to offer a backup station.
Right.
I don't know what to say. He had a good thing going, and who knows what happens behind the scenes.
Yeah, well, that's certainly true. And but I mean, you know, this has been a fascinating show so far. And
I was thinking too during the last break. You know, maybe this is something that we need to do. You know, maybe at least once a month. You've had a great response tonight. And
oh yeah, we've tied the record for calls since I've been doing this show.
And I remember, you know, last time I was on air back December last year, John had a whole bunch. We did just an hour program there, and I think we both kind of decided we needed to do, you know, a 2-hour program next time around. But next time we'll do a 2-hour show.
Most definitely. And I think for people, just as you said, this provides a solution.
It's a wonderful solution.
Yeah, you know, because so many people are frustrated. I get asked all the time, what do I do? What do I do? What do I do?
Well, and if you think about it, I mean, this is not for everybody, but there are some very courageous people out there. And those people can make a huge, huge difference. I mean, if you think about, anybody out there listening was paying attention to Radio Free Austin when they were going for the last 2 or 3 years, how many people were calling the different talk show hosts and they asked where they're from Texas? And I tell you, probably 30% to 50% of them were from Texas, and I guarantee you most of them were listening on a micro low power FM station.
Oh yeah, I mean it's huge, because you can take this, and if you get micros in nearly every burger across the country, folks, a show like mine can have an impact like Coast to Coast AM. I mean, easy.
Absolutely.
And then you're talking about the fact, you know, they have an audience of 10 million a night, and with just one person, just with a little investment here, another one over there with a little investment there, you're making a huge, huge impact. And then during the day, you know, you've got a good shot at knocking Rush Limbaugh, knocking his dauber in the dirt with good information. And, I mean, you know, it's just...
Well, and the time is now, because the people, they know something wrong, they know something stinks.
Right.
And they're looking for something different. You know, 5 years ago we didn't have the impact, but boy, we have had the impact lately. People know something is wrong. They know the media is not covering this. They're looking for other options.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, because, Mike, there's newspapers around this country and that have stopped printing a paper edition. They're totally electronic now because nobody reads a thing. Television and radio ratings are dropping. Because people, when they're looking for their information, are now having to go to the internet because they know that what they're getting is crap. And so, you know, this now is the time for people that are popping around the dial. I mean, there's nothing better than you.
I would probably recommend to your listeners that are out there listening tonight,
mm-hmm.
where they can make a difference is you have your favorite talk show host that you listen to during the day. Call them up during the day. And ask them, why don't you talk about low-power FM? Why don't you talk about micro-broadcasting? You know, if there's enough heat put under these guys' butts, then they'll start talking about it, and we'll get more of them up, and I can tell you we will have a greater effect on what we're doing right now.
Right, and the other cool thing, too, folks, if you're sitting out there thinking, well, you know, I'd love to do this, but, you know, I don't have any money. Hey, get five or six of you together.
Yeah.
And have you all just chip in.
Well, I can't tell you the number of times I've heard people call into Alex's show, and he says, and we're sitting down here. My name's Keith in Corpus Christi, and we've got five people together, and we want to get you out over the air. You know, we're ready to go. What do we do? You know, and Alex just drops the ball, and I'm like, oh, my God, I could choke the guy. I was like, you know, give him Radio Free Austin's number. That's all you got to do. We'll take it from there. I mean, that's four or five hours, you know, from where I'm at. Boy, what a way to spend a weekend. Go down to the coast, put up a micro, and enjoy the beach.
Yeah.
That one would jump to the top part of the priority list pretty fast.
We'll be down there tomorrow. Okay? What's the weather looking
right.
like? You got a room. I'm coming. We're going to be there. It's going to take us a long time to test this baby. We'll be there for about a week. You're going to feed us right good.
You know, the listeners have got to go after these talk shows and push them a little bit. You know, folks, it's time to get off of the sidelines and get in the game. That's what micro-broadcasting does. Gets you in the game and gets more people in the game.
Yeah, I mean, it's a thing, Mike, of don't expect Alex or John or me or anybody to tell you it's time to do something. Just do it.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Just get up off your butt and do it.
Absolutely.
And, yeah.
The time is now.
Yeah.
Everybody's looking around. What do we do? What do we do? Hey. There's a solution right there. Put up.
You know, if just 1,000 people across the country decided to put one of these up, the impact that it would have would be staggering.
Sure, like one in every county.
Yeah.
One in every city.
Yeah. I mean, it would just
wouldn't
be
we turn
staggering.
Things around overnight?
Yeah. Oh yeah. I mean, it's the power of information, and people come to this information and they start hearing it and they start rolling around on their head, and I got to tell you, the presentation of how this information is delivered is so much better than it was, say, in the mid-90s, because in the mid-90s, when I listened to it, it was pretty darn hokey, and I laughed at it. But a lot of the information they talked about in the mid-90s, folks, it's true, and it is on our doorstep.
And the people are ready for it now.
Yeah, they're ready for it now. And so now's the time to do it. And, Mike, give them your number again.
830-997-0339.
Right, website for a lot of information is microeffect.com. Is it the microeffect?
The microeffect.
Yeah, it's a good website.
It's Joe McNeil's site. He's been doing micro broadcasting, I think, as long as I have. And on his website is a phone number you can call and talk to him. And he is another great individual that will help you find the equipment and help you set up your equipment and get you up and on the air.
Yeah, I mean, folks, there are people willing out there to help you. I mean, I know another guy that he just moved, and I need to get his number, and I need to put him in touch with you.
Oh, and see, when I set up back in 2000, I didn't even know how to set up the stereo. What I did is set it up basically over the phone.
Right.
With the guy that originally started Radio Free Austin, you know, back in the 90s, you know, Keith. And I won't even say his last name, but, you know, he's the he's the old dog of all this stuff, and he basically walked me through it, and I kind of picked up where he left off.
Right. And folks, if you're out there, there's information all over the web. TheMicroEffect.com is a great place. But I mean, I've done a ton of research into this, and the information is all over. It's just a matter of going out and finding it. What to do if you get a letter from the FCC.
Oh, and it's such a great, fulfilling feeling when you have this thing up and going, and you take a drive into town, and you can hear what you're broadcasting, and it's like, oh, this is great. I don't have to listen to this other crap on the radio. You know, I've got some real stuff here that's important.
Yeah, there's folks. If you've not been active, I've got to tell you, I did 12 years of mainstream radio. I was doing morning drive in a top 50 market by the time I was 26 years old. I partied with stars. I've done all that, but I've derived more satisfaction out of the last year of me doing talk radio and spreading the truth. I mean, I've not made a dime at it, but
I've Mike, you've got a great show. You may not have made a dime, but you've got a good show.
Thanks.
You're much better than the previous person. Just keep moving forward, keep looking forward, and you're going to do great.
Yeah, thank you, man. I appreciate it. My whole goal is try to get this show to have an impact. And look, if we got more micros out there, that's going to make it a heck of a lot easier.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So give everybody your phone number one more time, and then I'll let you go, and because you're going to need some sleep, because I'm sure you're going to get some calls in the morning.
Yeah, it is 830-997-0339. And more than likely, you're going to get a phone machine, so just leave a brief message, a name and a number, and appropriate time during the day to call you back, and I will call you back as soon as I can.
Excellent. Mike, I thank you so much for coming on the program and sticking it around. Well, you've been with us for almost an hour and a half, so let's plan maybe the next month or so doing a two-hour show. We'll go maybe take people through, you know, the basics and the guts of all of it and put one together. I think that'd make for a good show.
Yeah, it'd be great. It'll give me a little more time to, you know, put some more information together. I just heard you say something about it and got on the phone, and I can be a little more prepared for your program next time around.
There you go. I appreciate it. Mike, thanks for calling in.
Okay, well, tell your boys in Oklahoma City, if they don't get it going, call me up, because I will get it handled for them.
We'll do it. I appreciate it, man.
All right, have a good evening.
Uh-huh, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Mike Jones with Texas Resistance Radio. And Mike's a good guy. I've talked to him off on the phone before, full of knowledge and full of information. And, folks, there are people out there that are willing to help you put this stuff up. And like I said, man, you're going to derive so much satisfaction. There's just a feeling that you get that you know that you've done something good and you've done something right. And man, it's huge. It's so big that you have no idea. I do two shows a day and 4 hours. Last Friday night I did three because one of my guys was off. And, man, I would do it every day. I mean, you get off the radio and you're just dead tired. But, man, I saddle up every day to do it. I've done it sick. Running 103, 104 temperature. I mean, just because I want to be here. And if I take a night off, either my wife has demanded it or I'm dead dog sick. And because I love doing this. I don't like the information that I have to get out, but I like being able to deliver it to you because it's so important. And if you stick up a micro, then you're going to be part of that. You're going to be part of this alternative media that is rapidly becoming the media. I mean, people aren't. I mean, Fox News, guys like Bill O'Reilly, Hannity, and Combs, their ratings are dropping. They're dropping through the roof. And you know, radio people like Rush, they know these people are full of crap. That's it. They know that. Because I mean, how can you respect a guy who's been on radio for years talking about that, how everybody who ever uses drugs that basically ought to have thrown in a jail cell and the key thrown away, and here he comes out, but I'm addicted to OxyContin and I got Viagra in my purse. How do you respect that anymore? And how do you respect people like Hannity that won't talk about the issues. They'll sit and talk about Lindsay Lohan or Michael Vick. Who cares? That's what they were talking about when Bush was up in Canada with his SPP meeting. While the sovereignty of this country and the future of this country is being bargained and negotiated away, they're talking about a guy who's going to jail for dogfighting and whether or not Lindsay Lohan made it home sober that night. I mean, folks, it's literally bread and circuses. They're trying to entertain you, trying to keep you distracted. And we've got the truth. I mean, the amount of time people will spend listening to this is absolutely huge. When I look at the numbers for just my little small network, and I'm sure they're going to be the same for RBN, the time spent listening, the amount of time people will invest in listening to what you have is absolutely huge. To spend hours, not just minutes, it's hours. Back in a minute with a few final thoughts here on the Midnight Rider. Wow, this has been a good show. I like solutions. Solutions are great. Back in just a minute here. Don't go anywhere.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
The needle on my record player has been wearing.
my record player, man. You know, my kids have never even seen one. I've been sitting here thinking lately about getting one. I miss records. I miss vinyl and LPs and the good old 45. Man, those were... Stack you up about 8 or 9 of them and turn the lights out and you're just there. And when one side's done, drop, another one drops. It was always great. You know, you can have such an impact and not even realize it. And as I was talking with Mike here just a few minutes ago, I'm asked by so many people, what do I do? What do I do to make a difference? How do I do this? Look, a microbroadcast station is one way. If you're good at making websites, make a website. If art is your thing, then make some art. If you're a musician, write some music and sing it. Perform it. Whatever it is, if you're a journalist and you're enlightened to the truth, or you write articles, then write articles about it. Put up a blog and talk about it. Or better yet, you know, if you're one of these that likes to write and things like that, put up a blog and describe your journey. You know, my radio show, in many ways, has been like a diary of my journey waking up to the truth. I woke up during Hurricane Katrina in 2005. And I'm still learning. I mean, I'm learning a lot of stuff. And I learn something new every day. And there's so much information. I mean, I've got a stack of books to read and documentaries to watch that people send me all the time, full of information, because there's so much out there. And I don't know everything, and I'm going to tell you if I don't know. I'm not going to, you know, BS you or anything like that, where if there's an answer I don't have, if I don't have the answer to it, I'll try to find out. We had a guy calling here the other night, asked me about something I had not heard before, and I went and did the research on it, come to find out it was kind of a scam thing. But that's what I'll do, because I want to know the truth. I want you to know the truth. Because it's critical. And with a micro, man, you can really spread the word to people. It's amazing. I went to an event here in Oklahoma City earlier this year when the micro here was still up. And 50 people were there. And just based on this little 100-watt micro station. And that's how they'd gotten the word. And it was people of all ages, economic strata, race. You know, it was just cool. And here we all were. All of one mind seeking the truth. And it's so huge because what this thing will do is it puts people together. It unites people. It helps create community. And that's one of the things I've hated to see, especially with AM radio around the country, is the fact that there's not hardly any local information anymore on radio. And it's even further destroyed the sense of community that people have. And here you have an opportunity with a small investment, not a lot of money, and you need to call Mike if you're even halfway interested. His number, by the way, is 830-997-0339. I'll give it to you one more time. 830-997-0339. And give him a call. And if you don't have the money to do it by yourself, hey, get you 5 or 6 people together and do it. It will make a difference, and it is a solution. Folks, I'm out of here for tonight. You guys, find somebody you love. And tell them you love them. Spend some time with your kids, your friends, your family, because, people, this is what we're fighting this for. And we are going to win. Failure is not an option. You have a great night. We'll see you tomorrow night back here on the Midnight Rider. God bless everybody.